Welcome to the OU's continuing series on the Masechtas Ketanos, the so-called minor tractates. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we'll be continuing our studies in Masechtas Sofrim, the tractate dealing with scribes, and today we are learning the third chapter. So Halacha Aleph says, Ose Torah unevim ka'achas. We may make Torah and the books of the prophets together in a single scroll. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim omrim, and the sages say, Torah bifnei atzma unevim bifnei atzman. That the Torah has to be written in a scroll by itself, and the books of the prophets must be written in a scroll by themselves. So let's take a look at the Nachlas Yaakov. Chachamim omrim. The sages say that they have to be separate. But Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Garsinan Hachi. So the Talmud in Baba Basra discusses this, and it has a slightly different version of this discussion. What's it say there? Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Madbik Adam Torah Unavim Uksuvim Ka'achad, that a person may make a single scroll that contains Torah, Navim, and Ksuvim, the Torah, the prophets, and the writings, all three sections of the Jewish Bible. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Torah bifnei atzma, unavim bifnei atzman, uksuvim bifnei atzman. That the Torah must be written by itself, the prophets must be written by themselves, and the writings must be written by themselves. The Chachamim Omerim, ko echad ve'echad bifnei atzman. And the Chachamim say, each book individually must be written by themselves. So, for example, you can't have a single book with all of the prophets. You would have one book of Joshua, and one book of Judges, and one book of Kings, and one book of Samuel, etc., etc. Uperish Rashi, ko sefer shel neviim, haksuvim, tzorech lihiyos bifnei atzmo. And Rashi explains it that way, that means that each book of the writings and the prophets needs to be written separately, individually. Back in Halacha Beis, Lo yaniach bein navi lenavi kishem shemaniach bein sefer lesefer b'torah. We don't leave the same space between books of the prophets in a scroll of prophets the way we do between books of the Torah in a Torah scroll. Avon nosein lezer revach bifnei atzmo. Rather, it has its own spacing protocol. Umaschi milamala, and we begin from the top of the page. So again, let us look in the Nachlas Yaakov. Lo yaniach, we don't leave. Rotza lomar, shebein kol navi unavi, ein tzarech lehiyos dalid shitin, kmo bein sefer lesefer b'torah. So we don't leave four blank lines between books of the prophets like we do between books of the Torah. Kedil Yisrael, perek beis halacha dalid. And we discussed the spacing in a sefer Torah in the previous chapter. Avon nosein lezer revach bifnei atzmo, but rather the prophets have their own spacing protocol. Rotzer lomar shemeniach gimel shitin bein navi lenavi. The protocol for the prophets is to leave three lines between each book. Kedisa nami la'el b'perek beis, which is also discussed in the previous chapter. So what about starting from the top of the page? Rotzer lomar im sayim navi echad b'sof hadaf, if a book of the prophets is completed at the end of the page, ein tzarech lahaniach gimel shitin chalak milamala b'tchilas hadaf, then you don't leave three blank lines at the top of the next page. El shemaschil milmala b'rosh hashita he'el yona. Rather, you just start at the top line of the next page. Umavur sham b'gemara hatam she'im bo lachato chotech. And the Gemara explains that the reason is that if you want to separate these books, then you can cut them there, and you'll have a new book that starts at the top of the page like it should. Klomar shemutu lachatuk ulachalik zeh mizeh. You're permitted to cut and separate them into two separate books. V'nimsa zehu rosh hakrach uginai hulo shehe daf zeh mishuna mechavero. So it would look weird. It wouldn't be proper kavod for the book if the page, for some random unknown reason, starts three lines in. That would just be weird. So when you have a new book starting at the top of the page, you just put it at the top of the page so that if the books are separated, which is permitted, it won't be unusual or strange for no good reason. Halacha Gimel. Ein osin Torah humashin kishahein mefuzarin Torah humashin mekubatsin. You cannot make a Torah into separate books of Chumash or even collective books of Chumash. She'ein moridin mekedusha chamura lekedusha kala, because you're not allowed to take something from a higher degree of sanctity to a lower degree of sanctity. Let's take a look at what this means. Rosa Lamar Shain Cholkin Sefer Torah Shlema Luchumashin, the Hainu call Sefer Bifnei Atzmo, the Hainu Mifuzarin. So if you were to take a Sefer Torah and cut it into five individual books, that would be the Mifuzarin, that would be the scattered books, each one book by itself. Ubein Mikupatsin, and you also can't do them collected, the Hainu Oshlosha Chumashin Ka'achas, which would be something like three books collected together. Afilu hachi aser lefisha ein kedushas chumash ki kedusha sefer Torah ve'ein meridin mekedusha. Even if you wanted to collect, you want to have two volumes. One has Bereishis and Shemos, and the other has Vayikra and Bamidbar and Devarim. Even so, the sanctity of a chumash is not the same as the sanctity of a sefer Torah, so you're not allowed to separate a Torah into component pieces, even collected component pieces. Okay, back upstairs in Halacha Gimel. Aval oseh chumashin Torah, but you can join chumashin. Remember, these are written in scrolls. These are not our printed chumashim, but you can join chumashim together, Torah, in order to make a sefer Torah. Amasai, when is this permitted? Bizman shemidasan vishitasan shavin. At a time when their measurements and also their lines are the same. Remember, we discussed previously, a sefer Torah can have a number of different lines in the sefer. So they have to have the same number of lines. You can't join two disparate texts into a single book. Halacha Dalid. Ein osin shnei chumashin ke'achas. You can't make two chumashin together in a single scroll. V'lo chumashu mechsa, and not a chumash and a half ke'achas in a single scroll. Aval im asid hu lahosif alehen mutter. But if he's planning on adding to them, he's building up to a whole Sefer Torah, and in the meantime it only has Bereishis and Shemos, that would be permitted. Back in the Nachlas Yaakov. Ein osin, rotzolomar, she'ein kosvin shnei chumashim ka'achas, o chumashu mechsa. So we can't write two chumashin together or a chumash and a half. Ve'ein lahakshos, de bahalacha gimel, mashma de mutter, luksov, call chumash bifnei atzmo, and don't ask that in the previous halacha it seems obvious that you can write chumashin separately. Midikatani ava osin chumashin Torah, because it says you can make chumashin together into a Torah. Yesh lomar de shnei chumashim o chumash umechsha gara de machazi kasefer Torah, because it's possible that two chumashin written together or a chumash and a half written together are worse than writing a single chumash alone, because it looks like a sefer Torah. And people might be mistaken and think that it has the sanctity of a Sefer Torah. So if I write Bereishis and Shemos in a single scroll, people might think it's a Sefer Torah, and it's not. Halacha Hey. Maisa b'Baisus ben Zonin. There was an incident regarding Baisus ben Zonin. Shehayu lo shmona neviim meduvakin ba'achas. He had eight books of the prophets stuck together into a single scroll. P. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and this was according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Quick look in the Nachlas Yaakov, Perish Rashi, Bibaba Basra, Kol Sifrei Neviim, Shmonahain. So Rashi says over there that there are eight books of the prophets, so when he had eight books of the prophets in a single scroll, it was a scroll of the prophets. Back in Halacha Hey. V'yesh omrim, lo hayolo ki'im kol echad ve'echad bifnei atzmo. Some say he only had each scroll written individually. V'shuv maise, ba'adam echad, shehevi lifnei chachamim, toru nevim uksuvim ka'achas. And there was another story where a man brought before the sages the Torah, the Nevi'im, and the Ksuvim written in a single scroll. Now again, you might say, so what? So again, we'll look in the Nachlas Yaakov. B'Maseches Baba Basra Daf Yud Gimel Gar Sinan, over there in the Talmud, it has a different text for this. Gar Sinan Hachi, this is the text. B'Shuv Maisa Be'echad Shehevi Lifnei Chachamim Tanach Ka'achas V'Hichshiranhu. So the way the Talmud over there says is that they brought this Tanach in a single scroll before the sages, and they declared it kosher. So that's the point of that story, not just that they saw it, but that they declared that it was valid. Halacha Vav. B'med Devar Mamorim, B'Diftri, Aval B'Gilyon, Torah Bifnei Atzma, U'Nevi'im Bifnei Atzman. This is only talking about, like, our paper books, which cannot be mistaken for a Sefer Torah. But rolled in a parchment scroll, then we've got a problem, and a Torah and a book of the Nevi'im have to be written separately. And in the Nachlas Yaakov, V'koi Aresh Parkina, and this goes back to the beginning of our chapter, Dikatani, to Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Torah Unavim Uksuvim Ka'achas, where it says that Rabbi Yehuda allows the Torah and the prophets and the writings all to be written together. So here we're seeing that it's only in our printed books or in books on paper. So people aren't going to mistake it for a Sefer Torah because a Sefer Torah can only be written on parchment, not on this kind of paper. Halacha Zayin. Sefer Shepasku V'shenudak Roshei Psukim Sheba Ayikrabo. If a Sefer Torah has breaks or punctuation indicating the places where the psukim start and end, you're not allowed to lane from it. Garpo osha irav bo es haos al yikrabo. And if it has engraved letters, or if letters are joined together, I guess in some sort of cursive script, then you're not allowed to read from it. And the Nachlas Yaakov explains, Rotzolomer, sha'asa hefsek bein ha'psukim b'nekudos, Kamosha Anu Osin Bachumashim. So we've got punctuation in our Chumashim to tell us where the psukim start and end. We've got the two dots, and we've got spaces, and we've got periods, and all sorts of things that are not part of a Torah, which is just unbroken series of words. Halacha Ches. Sefer Shenimchak Al Yichsov Bo. A sefer, a Torah scroll which has become erased, you may not write in it. So we're going to take a quick look in the Nusach HaGra, and he clarifies this. It actually should say Al Yikrabo. You cannot read from it. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Im Hayu Bevoa Shelo Nikres Harize Mutter. If the outline is not erased, if you can still see the outline of the letter that hasn't been eradicated, then you can still use the Sefer. Again, let us look in the Nachlas Yaakov. Bevoa in the outline, Ritzolomer Shadayin Nikar Rishumo Shel Haos Mutalakrospo. So if you can still see the shape of the letter, it hasn't been completely eradicated, you may still use the scroll. Halachates. Sevishanimchach Bo Shita Achas Apne Kula Usser. If an entire line of a Torah scroll has become erased, then you're not allowed to use it. It's forbidden. Nimchak bo rubo umiot kayem mutter. But if the majority part of a line has been erased and the minority part of the line remains, then it is permitted. This is a head scratcher because we were previously discussing a single letter. This seems to be far, far worse. So what's going on here? Let us look in the Nachlas Yaakov. V'koy miut kayem al miut daos. When it says that a minority remains, it means a minority piece of the letter. Rotsa lomar, Im nisha rak male os katana shel haos harishon kasher. If only a small letter remains from the previous letter, then it is still permitted. Sefer sheyesh bo taus al yikrabo. If a sefer has a mistake in it, you may not read in it. V'kama yehe, and how much are we talking about? Echad bedaf, one mistake per column. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, afilu shlosha badaf. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says even three in a daf. Now, it doesn't make much sense. If you can't read from a Torah that has one mistake per column, you're not going to say even you can't read from one that has three mistakes per column. Even doesn't make any sense there. So let's take a look in the Nusach HaGra. He says, echad b'shlosha dafin. It should say one in every three columns. But the Nachlas Yaakov explains, Rotzolomar, echad b'chol daf daf, one per column, al yikrabo tos demukach yeshkan, we're talking about these little common mistakes, Rotzorach lomar yikrabo, v'hachi mukach megemara, demenachos daf chavtes amid beis. So he seems to be saying that it shouldn't say don't read if it has one or if it has three. He seems to feel that it should say you can read from it if it has as many as one per column, and the second opinion is even if it has as many as three per columns. So two different ways of clarifying that text, the Nachlas Yaakov and the Nusach HaGra. Halacha Yud. Ein po chasin b'Torah pachos megimel dafin. So this seems to say that a Torah may not have less than three columns, but of course that doesn't make any sense. And again, the Gra clarifies the text for us. It should say ein posrin b'Torah pachos megimel dafin. Don't unroll a Torah. Don't open it showing less than three columns. Avalkorin be'echad Ve'enimnin, and don't feel bad if you're only going to read from one column. Don't hesitate. This is the way we do it. U'mitzvah begadol leglolo, and it's a mitzvah to have the most chashuv person roll it, what we would consider hagba rather than glila. Hagolo sefer Torah, golo k'neged ha-tefer, avolo k'neged ha-yuria. And the person who rolls it should roll it towards the seam and not towards the parchment. So basically, when you roll it, the seam should be sewing, so that if there's an incident, it will separate the pages and not, God forbid, rip a page. Sefer Torah lo yihad kenu mitocho, avam had kenu mibachutz. So it says here that you can't roll up or tie up a Sefer Torah internally, you have to do it externally. Again, that's a strange turn of a phrase, and the Gra is kind enough to clear up the text for us. Golo mibachutz, avam hadko mibifnim. We roll it from the outside, but we tie it from the inside. And what that means is when you tie a Sefer Torah, you know that the belt, the girdle that we use, has a knot or a Velcro or something. That should go in the front of the Sefer Torah, the way it unrolls, not in the back of the Sefer Torah, so that it can be opened and read easier next time we want to use it. Vanosin Sefer Torah lechavero, lo yinahu ela b'yamin. Someone who hands a Sefer Torah to his friend must only hand it to him using his right. V'hamakabel lo yikablenu ela b'yamin. And the one who receives it must only accept it using his right. Shekein nitninhu mehar Sinai, because this is how it was given to us at Sinai, shenemar. And it quotes a pasuk in Sefer Devarim, "Miyaminu esh das lamo." So God gave us the law of fire with His right. Amarav Shfatai, Amarav Yochanan, Hakore below Neima, v'Hashona below Zimra, Alav Hakasuv Omer, v'Gam Ani Nosati Lahem Chukim Lo Tovim. So Rabbi Shfatai said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that if somebody reads without the tune or if somebody learns without a song, then the pasuk says regarding such a person that I gave them also laws that are not good. So this is speaking in praise of having the song, the tune, the melody, which is why when people learn, they often go according to a melodic tune. I don't possess the skill, but I think you get the idea. Halach Yud Aleph. Lo yaniach kosvin dio bakomos al gabe haksav. Don't put a penful of ink on top of the script. It could leak. Lo yachos bechaplayim v'yisiram. And don't take the sheets of parchment in order to remove them. Lo yachos v'yotzi haksav mebchutz. And don't grab it and put the writing on the outside. Lo yotziu mitocho v'chaltsenu. And don't shake it out of the covering. V'chulan b'magiye sfarim mutar. But people who are editing Sifrei Torah, people who are working with them to fix them up, obviously they have to, quote-unquote, manhandle them a little bit more than the average person, just like a doctor or somebody is going to have liberties to do things to you that a normal person can't. Let's take a quick look in the Nachlas Yaakov just to clarify some of these things. Lo yachos b'kalpayim v'yisiram. Don't grab the parchments and remove them. When you raise up the Torah in order to show the script to the people, don't do it with the two wood rollers rolled up, and then roll it out after you've lifted it. Rather, you must unroll it before you pick up the Sefer Torah. Lo yachos, and don't grab, or salomar, shalo yachos ha-sefer Torah, ba'ofen, sheyetzi ha-ksav mibachutz, elakisha magbia, osa yehe ha-ksav neged panav. And you shouldn't raise the Sefer Torah so that the script is facing away from you, it should be facing yourself when you unroll it. Falo yotzianu misocho, and don't shake it out. Rotsalomar shalo yatzianu min hatik derech bizayun, ela yivshot hatik me'olav. That you shouldn't shake it out of its covering, which is disrespectful. Rather, you should remove the covering from the scroll. Back upstairs in Halacha Yud Aleph. Lo yishmat adam sefer Torah mecheko v'yachatzenu shenoheg bo derech bizayon. Don't shake a sefer Torah out into your lap. Lo yitnenu agabe arkvosav v'yitein etzilu alav. Don't roll it out in your lap or put your elbows on it. And he should read according to the opinions of Reb Nechemia. In other words, Kachem Divrei Reb Nechemia. This is the opinion of Reb Nechemia, the Nachlas Yaakov clarifies for us. Halach Yud Beis. Lo yitnenu al gabe hakise vihei toloi v'korei k'shem shekoren b'shtaros. Don't hang it over a chair and let the script hang out and read it like you do just regular documents. Shei nogin b'zayon b'sfarim, because we should not treat holy books so disrespectfully. Ela ochis b'yadav b'ima, but rather you should hold it in your hands with proper awe, respect, v'korei bo, and read from it. Ein zorkin sfarim mimakom l'makom, don't throw books from place to place. Ve'ein noagin bahen derech b'zayon, and don't treat them disrespectfully. Halacha Yud Gimel. Lo yitnena agave mita, b'margolos hamita, v'lo tachas hamita. Don't put a Sefer Torah on a bed, at the foot of the bed, or even under the bed, or especially under the bed. Lo yeshiv adam agave hamita shir Sefer Torah alav. And a person shouldn't sit on a bed if a Sefer Torah is there. So don't put it on a bed, but if there's one on a bed, don't sit on the bed. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Elazar, and there was an incident with Rabbi Elazar, sheyashav lo al gabe hamita v'sefer Torah aleha. He sat on a bed, didn't realize that a sefer Torah was on it, va'ama doma kimi shenashcho nachash, and he jumped up like somebody who was bitten by a snake. So we see that you really shouldn't do it, and as soon as he realized he was doing it, he jumped up real fast. Shenemar, and he quotes a pasuk about why he did this, es shabsosai tishmeru u'mikdashai Tira'u, you shall guard my Sabbaths, you should watch my Sabbaths, and you shall revere my sanctuary. So what did he say? Lo min hashabasos ani yare. I'm not worried about the Sabbath, ela mimi shepakad alav, but I'm worried about the one who commanded the Sabbath. Velo min hamikdash ani yare, and I'm not worried about the sanctuary, ela mimi shepakad alav, but rather I'm worried about the one who commanded us to build the sanctuary. So we see that we talk a lot about proper respect for the mitzvahs, but that's because it's a reflection on God. So it's not the Sefer Torah he's worried about. He's worried about an affront to the Creator. Chayev Adam lasos tzitzis noyim. A person must have nice tzitzis. U'mezuzos naos, and nice mezuzos. U'lichtov Sefer Torah na'e, and he should write a nice Torah scroll. B'dio na'e, u'komos na'e, u'barlin na'e, u'bakalpim na'im, u'baoros tzivoim. And he should have a nice ink, a nice pen, a nice penmanship. And he should use good parchments and deerskins. Biatfenu b'shiroin na'in, and should tie it up with nice strings or threads. Shenemar zek heli v'an vehu, and he quotes a pasuk in Sefer Shemos in the Shira. It says, "This is my God, and I will glorify him." Asela fun of mitzvahs na'os. We should do mitzvahs beautifully in front of him. Kedivrei Rabbi Yishmael, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, "Harbos b'nos shalo," that we should go on about his wonderful character traits, so that we should extol his virtues, as it were. Abashal Omer Hidamelo. Abashal says that we should emulate him. Mahu rachum v'chanun, af ata rachum v'chanun. Just as he is merciful and gracious, we should try to be merciful and gracious as well. Halacha Yud Dalid, 14th halacha. Ein noagin b'zayon b'ochlin. We do not treat food disrespectfully. So we were talking about how to treat a Sefer Torah. Incidental to that, we're saying how to treat food. Ein zarkin ochlin b'makom b'makom. And we don't throw food from place to place, just like we don't throw svarim. Lo yashav adam agabe kupa mole tmarim o grogros. And a person should not sit on a basket of dates or figs, which could squish them. Aval yoshev hu al gabe kupa male kitnios o al gabe egel shel devela mimnei shenahagu kein. But a person may sit on a basket that contains beans or that contains dried fruits because people are accustomed to do this. It's not going to hurt the food. Ein somchin ve'ein mechasin ba'ochlin. We may not lean on food and we may not use it as a cover for something because the food can become ruined through this. Bein ochlin ochlin ba'ochlin ela im kein re'uin la'achila. And we don't eat food with other food unless it's fit for eating. So let's take a look in the Nachlas Yaakov and see what that means. Ein ochlin etc. Mefarish hatur hadikatani ela im kein re'uin la'achila. That which it says that it's only fit for eating. Perish derech b'nei adam le'echol elu im elu. That people are accustomed to eat this with the other thing. Ba'ochlin ba'yachan, to have them together. So when that's the case, you can eat one food with another food. So you know what? Ketchup goes with hamburgers, and whipped cream goes with ice cream. Ketchup and ice cream, don't eat them together. That's disgusting. It's not something people do. back in Halacha Yudalid. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Kol she yesh lo yad ve'oketz mutar lechsos bo. Anything that has a handle and a stem can be used as a covering. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol ochel shegomro biyidei acherim mutar lechsos. He says that any food that still needs to be processed in order to be a food may be used because it's not yet food and it won't be ruined through using it as a cover. Kosev b'sfarim lo yahapuch megillah aleha shenoagin behen derech b'zayon. And somebody who's writing scrolls may not turn them over on their face because that's treating them improperly. Halacha tes vav, halacha 15. Im sayin kol ha-sefer v'shayir ba daf achas osa oso yuria katana v'eino nimna. If someone's writing a scroll and he has some text left over, he can put a small amount of text at the top of the next column and he need not worry about it. This is, I think, the third time we've had this particular halacha. En mechasin ba-ochlin, and we can't use food as a covering. Rabbi Meir Omer, kol sheyesh lo klipa mutar lechsos bo. Rabbi Meir says anything that has a peel can be used as a covering. So, for example, you could use a banana or a bunch of bananas as a covering because they're not going to be ruined by that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol sheyesh lo oketz o yad mutar lechsos bo. And Rabbi Yehuda says anything that has a stem or a handle can be used as a covering. And this is, of course, different from the previous halacha, which said a stem and a handle. So here it says a stem or a handle. Finally, halacha tet zayin, halacha 16, the last one in our chapter. Ein ochlin ochlin ba ochlin, ela im kein haya ochlin ba bas achas. This is something we said previously, food may not be eaten with other food unless it's something that people eat together. And if a scroll doesn't have a cover, then you can turn it over on its face, because you don't have a cover for it, so what are you going to do? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol ha'ochel sefer Torah arum, nekaver arum. Anyone who holds a sefer Torah naked, meaning that the scroll is uncovered, he will be buried naked. Arum sakadaitach? Really? He's going to be buried naked because of that? That's a little harsh. Elani cover arum below osa mitzvah. Rather, what it means is he will be buried bereft of that mitzvah. So he'll be naked of a merits that he could have had if he had done the thing properly. That is the end of the third chapter of Maseches Sovereign. Join us next week when we will continue our studies with the fourth parak.